Good evening, and welcome to the NVMS Weekly Podcast Update for the week of September 10th, 2007. Hope that each of you has had a good weekend. Looks like we dodged the bullet with Tropical Storm Gabrielle. Fortunately, it never really amounted to a whole lot for us, but thank you for taking steps to secure your rooms. You never know how this or the next storm will behave. Hopefully, there won't be any more. Congratulations to all of our ECU fans for their win over the Tar Heels Saturday night. It was a tough game, and both teams played hard, and it was great to see such a strong in-state rivalry. All I've got to say is, let's go Pirates and beat the Wolfpack later this season. Here's what we have on tap for the week. Monday, September 10th, team meetings during planning. Focus will be on IGPs. Softball versus Southwest Middle School, 4 p.m. at Jacksonville Commons Rec Center. Tuesday, September 11th, book study begins. Check out the materials sent by Ms. Sturkey and Ms. Bender. And we have football versus Southwest Middle School at 4 p.m. at Newbridge Middle School. Wednesday, September 12th, finds peer review of strategic plan at Newbridge. We'll be meeting with our colleagues from the Jacksonville Township District to discuss strategic plans and get feedback from other pairs of eyes on it. And we have softball at Northwoods Park at 4 p.m., and that game will be played at Northwoods Park Middle School. Thursday, September 13th, and Friday, September 14th, we have no scheduled events. In other news, in the weekly calendar portion, I just mentioned that the focus of our team meetings this week will be on IGPs. Remember that all staff members must develop an individual growth plan. This plan must be aligned to areas of focus in the school strategic plan. Last year, Newbridge realized a drop in our writing scores, and this has led to the development of a goal in our strategic plan focused on writing across the curriculum. At last week's faculty meeting, we began the first of that training. Ms. Sturkey mentioned that we had developed an IGP goal for all staff that addresses the writing. And this goal has been written and will be posted in the public folders under NBM Forms. And that will be posted as soon as I can get back to school and do it on my computer there. The computer here with the Outlook web access at home will not let me post things to the public folders. So I'll get that up as soon as we can. Career and probationary teachers are only required to have one IGP goal, and the writing across the curriculum goal will suffice for that requirement. Beginning teachers need to have one additional goal for their IGPs, and we'll discuss that at our monthly mentor meeting. If you cannot access the IGP forms in the public folders, let me know, and I'll be happy to show you how. Our sports teams kick off action this week. Please be flexible with these students. They will need to be released early, especially softball, to get ready for their games and travel to our opponents and our locations for home games. Coaches will let you know in advance who needs to be released early and when. Additionally, with the beginning of our sports seasons, we need to remind everyone of their responsibilities for working gates, concessions, and such. For those working the gate, you'll need to pick up the change and ticket box from Mrs. Humphrey and be in location no later than 3:40 p.m. for our 4 o'clock home games. For football games, we sell tickets until halfway through the third quarter. For those working concessions, you'll need to pick up the change box from Mrs. Humphrey and be in location no later than 3:45 p.m. For football games, we sell concessions until halfway through the fourth quarter. It's the responsibility of those working the concessions to help break down and secure the leftover items in the gym. We'll try and recruit students to help, and similarly, if you would like to recruit students to help you out with the concessions, that'd be fine. Remember, though, that you are responsible for the money. Our concessions and gate workers for our home football game this week on Tuesday, September 11th are Gate, Gerichten, and Jefferson, and concessions are Bale and Lindsay Williams. If you have not signed up for any events, please be sure to do so. We do have some staff members that haven't. Most all the events are full, but please check the list that Carrie sent out in the email and help us out and make sure that you've, you know, carrying your weight with what we need to do in terms of helping supervise our home sports events. Kudos. A belated kudo to Ron Richardson and Corey Carr for helping to move rooms around over the summer. Also to the new 7th grade teachers for being so flexible, resourceful, and just wonderful in general. To Beth Sturkey and Angie Bender for creating our book study material. They put a lot of time in over the summer creating these materials, and we appreciate all of their hard work. To Carrie Helt for handling our sports and dance signups, as well as for making the wonderful door pennants. To to Barbara Edwards for her work with our Writing Across the Curriculum training, and to Mike Titzel, Francine St. Andrews, and Megan Cordes for their work with our football and softball teams. They've been hard at work for almost a month getting ready for our sports seasons to get started, and hopefully we're going to be off to a great start as we were last year. To Jennifer Sullivan and Tammy Rossage for their work with the North Carolina Virtual Public School foreign language students. I think they got a Coke and a compliment at our faculty meeting, but wanted to give them another kudo just to thank them for all of their work with the North Carolina Virtual Public School information. As always, please, please, please let me know if you'd like to send out kudos to anyone, and we'll make sure to get that announced either through the podcast or in the print version of the weekly update. I want to share with you some information that comes from the book Failure is Not an Option. I used that phrase at the faculty meeting the other day to talk about how imperative it is that we are and what we are doing with the kids and the work that we are carrying out at the school. The part that I'd like to read to you comes from the first chapter. It says, Why Failure is Not an Option. In the spring of 1970, the Apollo 13 spaceship faced repeated crises as it circled the moon. Most Americans, including many of those working at NASA's Ground Control Center, gave up hope for the survival of the Apollo 13 crew. Newscaster Walter Cronkite described the challenge. Perhaps never in human history has the entire world been so united by such a global drama. At one point, when the ground control team became aware of the ship's inability to reach Earth with its current power supply, the director of flight operations, Gene Kranz, assembled the NASA team. He had been told that they had only 45 hours to get the astronauts home before the power ran out. Marking a point on the chalkboard halfway between their current position and Earth, he stated, "That's not acceptable." The group exploded into a cacophony of reasons for their assessments and explanations of the limitations they faced. Then the voice of one team member rose above the rest to point out that everything depended on power. Without power, the astronauts would not be able to communicate with the ground crews. They couldn't correct their trajectory or turn their heat shields around. Everything would have to be turned off. Otherwise, the craft would never make it to re-entry. When asked what he meant by everything, he replied, "At the current rate, in 16 hours, the battery is dead, and so is the crew. We have to get them down to 12 amps." The crowd erupted at this idea. "You can't even run a vacuum cleaner on 12 amps," said one. Another objected to the idea of shutting down everything, as he felt that the guidance system at least must be kept running. Another NASA scientist was concerned that this course of action had never been tried before, and still another added that it had never even been simulated. Scientific data eventually prevailed over the fear of the unknown and the untried nature of the proposal to turn off the power. Kranz was adamant in response to his crew's fear of the many unknowns, telling them they had to figure it out, that the teams and the simulators would have to work out the scenarios for re-entry to Earth. He ordered them to find all the engineers and assembly workers who had designed and put together all the switches, circuits, light bulbs, everything connected to the power supply, and to work out a way to reduce the use of every amp possible in the spacecraft. Pointing at the mark he had made on the chalkboard, he said, "I want this mark to go all the way back to Earth with time to spare. We never lost a man in space, and we're sure as hell not going to do so on my watch. Failure is not an option." Gene Kranz led his crew to success by bringing the astronauts safely back to Earth. I mentioned this, and I like this idea of failure is not an option because it's imperative to what we're doing with the kids. Failure is not an option for our students, and it cannot be an option for ourselves. The ABC results, which were released in the paper this week, and proclaiming us to be the kingdom, or the whatever it was, the ruler of the kingdom for 6 years in a row, you know, that's a great thing, and it doesn't happen by accident. It happens because we accept the idea that failure is not an option, that we are important in what we do, and that it's important and imperative that the kids are not allowed to fail. It's not always easy, and it's not always comfortable, and it's not always the thing that you want to hear, and it's not always the most, I don't know, convenient way of doing business. Accepting failure is not an option doesn't mean that we take the path of least resistance, and that's not always the easiest thing to do. So keep that in mind, that failure is not an option, and that we owe it to our students to be successful and to give them everything that we can to help them become successful so they can be prepared for the challenges that they face as they are going to be moving on from middle school and on into high school, and keeping Newbridge Middle School the leader of the kingdom or the ruler of the kingdom or whatever the Daily News wants to appoint us as. Still waiting to see what kind of raise we all get because we work as the rulers of the kingdom. So I'll keep you informed if I find out anything. But it's very important. Failure is not an option. Not an option for our kids or for ourselves. We do great work, and you guys do great work every day working with these students. So please be sure and keep that idea in mind, that it's not an option for our kids to fail. Well, that does it for the weekly podcast. I want to thank you guys for checking it out and hope that you enjoy the changes that we've made. I'm going to try to add some different things to the podcast as we go through some readings like I did here from Failure's Not an Option. Other things as we go through, hopefully we'll be able to add some student produced content that we can put here and also put into podcasts that we can produce for the whole school and for the parents and other people as well. So keep on the lookout for that. You've found the podcast if you've gone to the bandersonone.podomatic.com site. The link on iTunes, as I mentioned in the print version of the weekly update, is not working. I'm not sure why. I've emailed iTunes to find out why it's not picking up the new files that I've posted on the website. So as soon as I find out with that, I'll let you know. So I hope the dog squeaking the toy in the background hasn't been too much of a distraction. So one of the hazards of producing a podcast at your house when everybody's still awake. So thank you guys for all of everything that you do, and thanks for checking out the podcast. Please give me some feedback and let me know how it's going. And until we see you on Monday, that does it for the podcast. Have a good week, and I hope that you have had a good weekend. And just remember that at Newbridge Middle School, bears have pride. Grrr.